Alaska Governor Sarah Palin briefly put a controversial Ketchikan Bridge back into the national spotlight as she became the Republican vice presidential candidate Friday. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Palin was putting her Alaska experience in a national context when she brought up Ketchikan's Gravina Island Bridge. Here's what she said in a nationally televised speech.
And I've championed reform to end the abuses of earmark spending by Congress. In fact, I told Congress, thanks, but no thanks on that bridge to nowhere. If our state wanted a bridge, I said, we'd build it ourselves.
The comment brought mixed reactions in Ketchikan. City Mayor Bob Weinstein says first, it's not a bridge to nowhere.
Well, I think people in Ketchikan don't believe that we're nowhere. And maybe that some people elsewhere do.
The bridge was designed to link Ketchikan to its Gravina Island Airport. A pair of small ferries now shuttles passengers and vehicles across the Tongass Narrows, the waterway between the city and the airport. Advocates say that's not enough, and a hard link would provide better access. They say it would also connect to land the community needs for expansion. Weinstein, who supports the bridge, says Palin has flip-flopped on the issue.
When she was campaigning in Ketchikan to become governor, she was very supportive of the bridge project and the federal funding that our congressional delegation had been able to obtain for the project. It was only when her sights focused on other goals that the project became one that could be flawed in order to get national attention.
Weinstein is a registered Democrat but holds a nonpartisan elected position. Dick Coos serves on Ketchikan City Council and has chaired the community's Republican Party organization. Like Weinstein, he supports the bridge, but he says Palin's comment does not diminish his excitement about her place on the national ticket.
You know, she is one outstanding, energetic speaker, and she would sway me to vote for her, I think, any time. And probably the only disappointment was the comment about the bridge to nowhere. Except, I will say this, she said, we'll build it with our own money. So the question may be, is she willing or not willing to build it with state money?
Do you think she is?
I personally don't think that she's probably opposed. It's just a matter of how you work it all out. I've never heard her say that she wasn't going to build a bridge. She was looking for a better option.
Ketchikan's bridge became a symbol in the national debate over congressional earmarks after more than $200 million was appropriated toward its construction. Palin later criticized its estimated $400 million price tag and essentially ended the project. She instead directed transportation staff to look into beefing up ferry service. Reaction to Palin's comments are mixed on the streets of Ketchikan. Retiree Maida Markscheffel is excited about the governor's candidacy, and she isn't worried by the bridge issue.
I think she's been very fair. I think she's treated us fairly. There was a lot of allegations about ignoring Southeast. I think she's done a great job.
Most others interviewed like Palin being picked for VP. But retail worker Christopher Rucker says he's still upset about how the governor handled the bridge.
I think she sort of stabbed us in the back pretty good with the bridge thing. I know that it's not not everybody supported the bridge, but gosh, we got the money for it. It's sort of awful. She talked about how the feds offered her money for the bridge and she turned it down and said, we'll build that bridge if we want it. Well, they gave her the money and she kept it and didn't build the bridge.
Palin's action on the bridge highlighted her conflicts with Alaska's federal legislators. U.S. Senator Ted Stevens and Representative Don Young pushed for the funding. Palin has appeared with Stevens, who has since been indicted, but has campaigned against Young. With help from Maria Dudzak at KRBD in Ketchikan, this is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.